Thanks for helping us out.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm glad to do it for you, Terry.
Now, it's more important now than ever for a lot of people, with gas up around $4 a gallon, to get the most out of their cars. And there are ways to do that, ways to drive fuel efficiently.
Absolutely.
A few things you can do before you even start your car. And what are some of those?
Well, the first thing you should do always is check the air pressure of your tires. It makes a huge difference in fuel economy.
I also understand the things that a lot of people know, don't leave a lot of stuff in your trunk, make yourself lighter.
Yeah, absolutely. Get those out of the car. Make it so your vehicle is as light as possible.
I've read even only using the air conditioner when you have to is one tip. And I also understand that even keeping your radio off can help. Is that true?
Well, everything in your car is generated by gasoline. So anything you can do to reduce those things, reduce your consumption, will reduce your gasoline consumption.
Now, we're in the car. We've started on a stretch of University Avenue in Madison, which anybody is familiar with that, has a lot of sets of stoplights. And stoplights can figure into getting the most out of your vehicle mileage.
Right. So right now we're going just a little bit under the speed limit because as I'm looking ahead, I see that next stoplight's red. Now all those cars, all those trucks ahead of us, you know, they had to stop first. They have their brake lights on. And notice we're actually speeding up as we're getting towards the light. And we've just passed some of them right there.
So the less often you have to slow down or stop and then accelerate again, that helps?
Definitely. Go as slowly as you can up to it. When you see that it turns from red to green, then that way you can just roll right through it, you know, keeping your momentum.
Now, how can you anticipate that?
Stoplights are actually timed for people going the speed limit. So if you're going faster than it, then you're going to get up there, and the light's still going to be red. Whereas if you, you know, slowed down just a little bit to the speed limit, you might be able to just sail right through those.
Now, we're driving around Madison, Wisconsin. What can people do when they're out on the highway, out on the interstate for an hour or two at a time?
Well, again, the piece about speed, it makes a big difference. The amount of effort it takes your car to move the air out of the way at higher speed, it's exponentially more difficult as you get those higher speeds.
Also, planning your trips is not a bad idea either if you've got a lot of running around to do.
If you have, let's say, three trips that you can link together, go to the farthest away one first. That way your car gets all the way up to operating temperature, and then as you work your way back, it stays at that temperature. As opposed to if you went to the closest one, your car would still be cold, you turn it off. You go a little bit farther, your car is still cold, you turn it off. It's much better to link them together and go to that farthest out one first to keep your car warm.
And here we are. We're pulling back up to the Wisconsin Public Radio studios, and hopefully we've saved a little gas in the process.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Eric Powers, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Terry.